Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
See, Ian says this is Primary Attribute, and you know, ostensibly it is. And I'm still Adam, and I still play as Vons. Except this is not the standard that we're doing another acting, or we're continuing the acting from the last 2 weeks.
You can just say who you play. Yeah,
I'm children.
Who are you? But in playing the children, though, like you're not Vons? Just your children. You're Vons.
I'm the Vons version of the children.
Cool. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is playing Ellie. And that's accurate. I'm accurate.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, currently not melded with Sidroa. So Wealthy's just a halfling. She uses her pronouns. I use they, them pronouns. And yeah, that's it.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, who is playing Dr. Grant, the dinosaur guy. We all use he, him pronouns. And I'm real excited for part 3 of our 11-part Jurassic Park story.
And I forgot to say who I'm playing. I'm playing Ian Malcolm.
Don't worry. It's I'm not really glad be 11 you said parts. Ian Malcolm's name. I found the stat blocks for dinosaurs, and good luck.
Is there anything like the stat block for the dragons?
It's getting there.
Nice. To call this acting directly, yeah. Now it's an acting with an edge. It's an acting with risk, although we don't know what we're risking.
I mean, it's all in the Grix and the Grix illusion suites. So
you die in an illusion, you die in real life.
Yeah, I was gonna say only Grix can choose to turn the holodeck safeties off.
Yeah,
safeties.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna have to write up an OSHA ticket about this.
Oh no.
You'll be bitten in half well before you get a chance. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well.
We don't recap. Need much of a recap, do
recap
we?
Recap of where like... we were last time.
I'm sitting in a tree.
Dr. Ian Malcolm is sitting in a tree after having successfully ditched a T-Rex and then gotten lost.
Did the lawyer somehow live?
Gennaro also got lost, stumbled across the ignoble death of Nedry, the IT guy, and then managed to evade having acid spit in his face and has ended up wandering towards the East Dock at night in a tropical storm. But it's better than being out in the woods, probably.
Oh, I see what this podcast did. Just like Jurassic Park, as soon as those cars went off the rails, so did our storyline.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It's all artistic as hell.
It's a metaphor. Or something.
All right. And then the rest of you. Well, so children, as the character has apparently been retitled.
I'm the children.
Previously known as Tim. Lucky was playing Lex. And then...
She had to go down and deal with a bar fight.
And then we have Dr. Grant. And we have Dr. Sattler, and you all went out with Muldoon. Yeah, you all went out with Muldoon to save Dr. Malcolm because he was the nicer of the adults and therefore deserved to live. And you drove around for a while, calling his name. He did not hear you, so eventually you backtracked to where he was last seen at the edge of the Tyrannosaur pen. And Jesse started tracking him into the woods.
Huzzah.
And it's going to go great. And there's going to be no problems.
None at all.
Just like Jurassic Park.
That's right. Jesse, roll a tracking check.
Yay. Yay, something I can do. That is a 20. Oh, no, that's a 30 total on a prime.
Well, that's pretty high. All right. Despite the fact that it is night, raining, windy, and you're in thick jungle. You are managing to track fairly well.
Yay.
Now, you are focused on tracking, so other two player characters.
Uh-huh.
You're in charge of keeping watch for anything that tries to sneak up on all of you.
Now watch.
Roll your wisdom checks. See if you notice anything.
Hell yeah. It's really good.
That's also you, Adam.
Yeah. 28. Not prime. Far from prime.
Am I rolling for both kids, or is...
You're just rolling for Tim.
Tim. Pew! Nope.
What did you get?
Not a one.
That sounds like something someone who got a one would say.
No, nope. Didn't get
sounds
a one.
Like something somebody who got a two would say.
Yeah.
All right. Tim is unconvinced that the night vision goggles could have any downsides.
Clearly they don't. Look how heavy they are.
That's right. And just messing with your vision. Dr. Grant, you have a... First off, you have a most fashionable hat. And second off, you're focused.
Keeps the stars out of my eyes.
That's right. So you manage to keep a decent watch as you all start heading through the woods. Now, Jesse, I need a constitution check for kind of keeping the tracking moving quickly, despite the miserable conditions.
That is 21 on a prime.
Constitution's a prime for you?
Oh, no, it's not. No, I'm sorry. It's just 21.
All right.
It's 21, not a prime.
Okay. So this is going a little bit slow because the weather is miserable and this is a long hike and a lot of work. Everyone who is in this scene, give me a D10 roll and tell me what you get.
7.
8.
4.
Okay. Yoan, you're making your way through the woods and I am very confused by a die readout. For a second, sorry. So you're all making your way through the woods and Jesse's tracking and you're keeping a pretty good eye out. Dr. Grant, you hear far off very heavy footfalls. They're not close enough they would rattle a glass of water, but whatever it is sounds big. That said, it's not right next to you, but if you guys keep moving the way you are without being tickly sneaky, it may pick up on what you're putting down.
I'll call everyone's attention to that. Hey, I hear something up ahead. It sounds big.
Okay, so we should track casual?
Track sneaky.
Track sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, everybody tiptoe.
Everyone make move silently checks using dexterity. Jesse can use conceal.
Oh, gross. Oh, bad.
I am invisible. Got a 19 on the die, that would put it at, oh dear god, 40? No, that's not right. I carried too many ones.
Yeah.
31?
Jesus. I also got a 31.
I got a 16, not a prime.
All right.
Mine's not prime, but I mean, I did roll a 19.
Yes. So we have a 31, we have a 31, we have a 16 on not a prime. Lucky does well, and Muldoon also does well.
Is Tim a little fox?
I mean you're playing Tim, so you. Yes.
Is he as sneaky as, yeah? This is great.
Being played by you, so yes.
Tim's pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could make that argument.
Sneaky boy.
So you sneak and you sneak and you sneak. Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
Two questions, or I guess one question that I think is silly, but I want to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
What type of deodorant or aftershave do you wear?
Oh.
He would wear...
like Old Spice.
Yes.
Yeah, like old classic. Classic Old Spice.
Yeah.
Is the first thing that I thought of.
Yeah, that's me too.
I hesitated because that's what I wear, and I didn't want to just be like, oh yeah, of course Dr. Grant wears what I wear.
No, but no. Wit... No, I think you started wearing Old Spice because Dr. Grant wears Old Spice.
Or other people who are Dr. Grant-esque.
People who are Dr. Grant-esque.
Yeah. So I'm the poser.
No, you're not a poser. You're following a grand tradition. Yes, exactly.
I think the listeners would be surprised to learn how much like Dr. Grant Wit looks.
I mean... He is not unlike Dr. Grant.
In many ways.
In many ways. I'm nothing like Ellie. I feel like Ellie and I have extremely dissimilar personalities.
But all right. So, Dr. Grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you hear through the woods and the cracking of tree branches and such in the storm, you do hear those big steps getting closer. And a thought occurs to you.
Mm-hmm.
A Tyrannosaurus has a very, very good sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
So, this thing can't exactly sneak up on you, but it is moving y'all's direction, and it does move faster than you. So what would you like to do to try to evade it in these precious moments you have before it is upon you?
Well, I know that it's mostly sight-based, so I'm not super worried about the smell. Like, that's not great. I'll make sure that... The first thing I'll do is stop, drop, and roll in some mud.
Okay.
You don't happen to have your Old Spice bottle on you, do you?
Doubt it.
You never know, carrying around a can of Burma Shave. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I carry a spare deodorant sometimes, but Dr. Grant is a Badlands of Montana. Like, sometimes things get smelly out there. It's fine.
He'll freshen up when he gets back to camp kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't think I would have it. So I think I would just stop, drop, and roll and you know, get a little dirty.
Okay.
Dirty.
That will slow you down, but...
Okay.
He was the one who said it.
Yeah, so I do that.
Dr. Grant gets down in the mud.
Yeah. Just slathering it on, just rolling in it. And then I'll make sure to not like just walk out from between trees.
Okay, what did the rest
like,
of
you do? I'll keep trees between I'll keep the body of a tree between me and the noise. And okay. I'll peek around before.
Make a wisdom check to handle that level of navigation.
Okay.
In the
All right,
dark.
Let's see how this goes. All right, pick. 20.
Okay. Let's see, 20, not a prime. All right. What are the rest of you doing?
Making as much distance as possible.
All right.
I don't know that I'm thinking about that.
Because we gotta get to cover where the T-Rex is not gonna find its food. We're gonna go hide in the visitor center. We gotta make very
far away from the visitor center because.
But that's a terrible idea.
And yet here you are. You're out in the jungle.
How very far away from the visitor center?
Miles.
through
jungle.
Yeah, through jungle.
You are relatively close. Relatively. To the Jeep, if you don't get lost all the way back.
Well, the Jeep makes great sense, except it's warm and smells like things.
Yes, but theoretically, you could drive it. What could go
I?
Wrong with a child
theoretically,
driving
a child can drive the Jeep?
Many things are possible in theory that don't happen in practice. Maybe Tim's secretly a farm kid who learned how to drive a tractor.
I think he's physically too small, actually.
Maybe you and Lex can do a one on each other's shoulders thing.
Like a short round tying stuff to the bottom of your feet kind of situation?
Or something, yeah.
Or no, wait, he tied stuff to the pedals.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Every Jeep has tactical stilts in the back for just this situation.
Well, no time for love, Doctor... Sorry, what was his name again?
Grant?
Jones?
Yeah, Dr. Grant. They have a similar look. I got a little confused there for a second.
What is happening?
Talk about Indiana Jones. It's fine.
It's oh. Oh, another movie that I don't really remember as much. I was more of a Last Crusade girl, and it's been at least 20 years since the last time I watched that one.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, the reference here, the important bit is little kid driving a whole ass Jeep.
Yeah.
Probably a little risky.
But all right, yeah. So you're probably going to get back to the Jeep in a reasonable amount of time. But you can make tracks between you and Dr. Grant without too much trouble. You can basically speed stealth. And it was at least originally looking for him. So maybe you can get away. Or you can try to find somewhere to hide and curl up real small.
Hmm.
Or go up a tree.
How many miles away from the visitor center? I'm not sure I trust
so
these
far. So incredibly far.
Ah, oh, this sucks.
I'm sorry, that's really not an option.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to I guess we hang out near the Jeep, because eventually the adults will come for this thing too, right? But I don't want to be in the Jeep.
Well, so you'd head into the jungle with people. You would be backtracking to the Jeep, and it would still take you a while. The Jeep is not right there. It's just closer than a few miles.
Well, we're not safe in the T-Rex's playground, so that doesn't make sense. And the doctor would know that.
And
you'd have to reason with him.
Well, what do you do in this moment?
But I'm getting all dirty in the mud.
I guess what we do is we go to Dr. Grant and, are you sure that hanging out in the natural habitat of violent, fine, we'll call them future birds, Mr. Everything Evolved into Birds guy.
That's my name.
Yeah. At the time, it was laughable.
I'm gonna be Mrs. Evolved into Birds guy.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna marry a senator.
Yeah. Am I?
I don't
Jesus
remember.
Christ.
No, I think you marry an
Every
academic.
Every fucking time you tell me a new thing about her, I'm like, what?
Dr. Ellie Sadler, what are you doing in these precious few moments before a giant lizard is upon you? I realize it's not a lizard.
I'm like watching for it and I'm gonna dodge out of the way.
Okay.
When so I see it.
You prep.
Yeah, I'm prepping. You know what I do? I see that. Can I use my very high wisdom, just generally to like notice that the child is not reacting to any of what's going on and prep to like take him out of the way?
You don't need a wisdom check for that, given that Tim walked over and was like, "Hey, Dr. Grant, what the fuck are you doing, Dr. Grant?"
Yeah, I'll just like I'll just like prep to get the child out of the way. Children.
You don't know where Lucky went.
Lucky's gone.
Around somewhere.
I'll pay attention to Vaughn's.
Lucky was here. No, she is not.
Like I said, she had to go downstairs and take care of a Brawl.
Sure. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to get both myself and Timmy out of the way.
Well, Dune makes the potentially career ending and that he might die decision of staying with you guys instead of just fucking leaving.
Well, I can't fix stupid.
So why are you engaged to this guy?
I don't know. People just told me that I was, and I believed them.
And now there's a T-Rex. All right.
Can I
roll
do
for
like
initiative?
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, we're there. Okay, cool.
Oh, I got a 1. That's
did
fun.
Did my 20 not help? Okay.
Did you get a 20 on rolling in the grass? That was your original self-check, though, right?
I don't remember.
When did you get a 20?
I think 20 was the last thing I rolled, which was like, oh, there was the wisdom check to see if my, rolling around worked out.
That was 20 total, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Still bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad, just not sufficient to prevent whatever is about to happen.
Okay.
There's a huge difference between being bad and just not being good enough.
Sure.
Okay, so what did everyone get for their initiative counts?
1.
2.
1.
Jesus. Okay.
Well, at least we don't have to wait very long to die.
You might not all die.
Hey, if we haven't gone first, can the dinosaur even see us? Because we literally haven't moved.
Yeah, because that is canonical. Ian!
The dinosaur has the scent ability and twilight vision.
Oh, damn it.
Wait!
But canonically, I almost said the cat. Canonically, the dinosaur can't see if we're not moving. That's canon. That's canon, baby.
Yeah, its peepers suck.
A dinosaur will have to make a check to accurately target one of you, but there's enough of you, and it has a very high number of hit die.
Boo.
All right. So, all of you are getting into place and having discussions, and so you're not holding completely stock still, although Grant was probably actually closer than the rest of you due to being down in the mud. So, Dr. Grant will get a lower chance of being the target. Oh, boy.
All right.
get the roll again result. There's an odd number of you. It's very rude.
At least all the listeners will get to hear how playing CNC is even harder than surviving Jurassic fucking Park.
10.
No.
How are you feeling about your plot armor?
Would Ian kill children in a podcast?
Would Ian kill children who are played by an adult who's really, really, really indecisive?
All right. Because, as it was pointed out, children do have the power of plot armor. Tim, make a charisma check to make the audience love you enough that the dinosaur doesn't eat you.
Vaughn's pass a charisma check.
That's a pretty good...
That's amazing. This is my favorite horrible role that Ian has ever made anyone do.
Well, I got a 16 on that die.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we add, what is it, 10?
11. We're level 11
for
now.
The level. I think his, his charisma is 0.
Yeah, your charisma's flat. I think it's your wisdom that's an active negative.
Yeah. No, it's not wisdom. It's strength. Strength is an active negative. So 27.
That's pretty high. Trying to figure out what the challenge level of an audience is.
Let them write in.
I feel like pretty basic, right?
Yeah. All right. It's going to reroll. As long as it doesn't get the same number again as the target, it will switch targets. Stop getting the reroll result. Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
There is a Tyrannosaur.
Yeah.
It swoops down, seemingly going for the child. Then you figure out at the last minute, it was going for you instead.
Oh, that's bad.
What's your armor class?
Oh, with my hat?
Yes.
12.
All right. Well, the T-Rex gets an 18 on the die.
Okay. Bad.
The good news is that it didn't get a natural 20, which is when it would have gotten a swallow you whole.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to get knocked aside and be sexy shirtless like Ian Malcolm is in the actual movie, right?
What is your total HP? I ask because I can never remember.
24.
Well, this is actually what I was going to have it do if this took you past 0 anyway. Because you take 23 hit points of damage.
Ooh.
As you are grabbed in the Tyrannosaur's mouth, and you, through your cunning application of mud, instead of getting fully chomped down on, get kind of slide out of its grip and get tossed to the side, deeper into the jungle.
I get 96% chomped on.
Yes.
Cool.
It's the only last hit point that matters. All right. It's Lucky's turn. Lucky continues to not be here and makes herself more not here as she fucking leaves. It's what Gennaro said to do. It's what she wants to do. Grix, you're up. You are prone.
Did he let me go or am I still in mouth?
You got tossed, yeah.
Okay, I got tossed.
The mud made you too slick.
Well, obviously I'm going to just play dead. Like,
okay.
That's what I gotta do at this point.
Just to be clear,
am I like in undergrowth or am I just like exposed open ground?
You're in undergrowth. You got tossed.
Okay.
At least 10 feet.
Then
15 feet away and kind of tumbled into some undergrowth.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Just play dead.
All right.
Just like a lost pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Roll a charisma check.
All right. That's a 14 on the die. And I'm a level 11 now, 25, charisma plus 0. Okay, that's 25 on a prime.
All right, you play dead. You play dead real good. It probably helps that you are very beat up. All right, it's
probably
Muldoon's
helps that
turn.
You are unconscious.
Muldoon levels a shotgun, which will definitely work, and fires at a T-Rex. And actually hits. Let's see if I remember how much damage a shotgun does from D20 Modern. I do, and it is just as... Well, I'm pretty sure I do, and the low quantity of high number dice continues to suck as he does 5 damage on 2D10.
Good lord.
So, X fires a shotgun and then just goes, oh, balls. Tim, Your plot armor can only hold so long. It's your turn in the initiative count. What do you do?
Well, gonna see if sneaking is helpful here and just find the hidiest place to hide.
Make a wisdom check to find a good hiding place.
That's a 3, so 14.
Not a prime. You think up the nearest tree would be fantastic. You just have to get higher than its mouth.
God, I would think he'd know better than that, but
fine, not the nearest tree. A nearby tree.
Climbing a tree sounds risky right now. Let's at least find one thick enough to hide directly behind.
That one is not a problem. Roll a dexterity check too. Well, roll a hide check.
13 on the die. I think I get a +2 to things like hiding.
That does sound correct. And
then that puts it at 26.
On a prime.
Well, it's dex, so 27.
All right. Okay, so you go and you hide behind a tree. Ellie.
I'm going to,
Oh, I should state, you and Dr. Grant both have shotguns. You grabbed them on the way out last time.
Oh, right. Oh.
Yeah.
I
forgot to until this moment.
All right.
How close is the T-Rex to me?
One step forward and it's in melee range.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were standing near Dr. Grant, who got grabbed and thrown, so.
I think I'm just gonna try and shoot it in the face. That's what Jesse would, that's what it would occur to Jesse to do.
Alright, roll an attack roll.
Can I use...
Use your normal stats for a bow.
Okay, great. Not my magic stats for a bow.
No, your gun is not magic.
Okay, great. That is a 20. Did I already change all of my base to hits?
You rolled more than high enough to hit.
I rolled a 16, and I can't remember if I updated my base to hit for the new level. Right, yeah. Okay. Then yeah, I did. You hit. Okay. Great. That's 27. And how many? It's a 2d10.
Yes.
Well, I got a 7 plus 5 is 12.
All right. You all are doing some damage to this T-Rex.
I feel good about killing an extinct animal.
Sure. I mean, it's mostly frog anyway.
Mostly?
No.
No.
Well, just keep chipping away at it, I guess. Chunks. All right. New initiative roll.
Ooh, that's a 10. Yay. Yay, Ellie's gonna kill a dinosaur.
3.
Okay. I roll for many other people. Last but not least, of course, the dinosaur. Ellie, you go first.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. Genuinely forgot my name.
So I panically switch windows to make sure I didn't
get distracted. No. I'm gonna shoot it in the face again.
All right. Roll another attack roll.
Okay, that one's a 15 plus, that's a 26?
That also hits.
Yay.
This isn't an innocuous.
It's a 10.
10 damage?
Yes.
All right. You are very slowly, somewhat, wearing down this T-Rex. It's its turn.
Uh-huh.
Ellie has done the most damage to it by far.
Uh-huh.
Ellie's also close to it.
Uh-huh.
It attacks Ellie.
Uh-huh.
A twist.
That's okay. Jesse's a tank.
It's true.
Is your armor class less than 33?
yeah.
All right.
Even with my actual armor, it's definitely less than 33.
I don't know how you get armor class above that in this game.
Cheating. Pulling one over on your GM.
Be a dragon. Is this dinosaur being played by Shield?
Rawr, dinosaur noises, rawr. Yes.
Hello.
You're doing a great job, Shield.
Are you having fun?
It's been a long time since I got to toss someone like a toy.
I know. It looked really cool. I hope Grix is okay.
Vons, you should support your son.
I mean, I'm proud of him in a weird way, and I kind of hope I get to ride him.
You don't ask him that very often. I mean, probably he would. They would like it if, you know, you asked to spend time with them.
Ellie, you take 21 points of damage during this heart-to-heart.
Okay, great. That did nothing. That did essentially nothing.
Muldoon goes. Muldoon sees. You realize you all are nuts for staying and fighting this thing instead of running, right?
I mean, we're adventurers. I don't know what you wanted us to do.
You can't see me burying my face in my hands. Dex rolls a natural one.
Oh, no!
With a gun.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, fuck. That means bad things, right?
Yeah, the question is more how bad.
Sure. Oh, no.
Gonna roll a dex check to not hit Ellie with friendly fire.
Oh, thank you.
19. Gonna roll another couple checks, not hit other bystanders. Dr. Grant, you are safe. Tim is safe. All right. Muldoon's shotgun misfires and splinters off a giant branch above all of you that falls down and causes him to get caught underneath it. He's not injured, but he is, well, not seriously injured, but he is trapped under it and it will take him a while to extricate himself. On the plus side, now there's someone you can definitely run faster than. That's good.
Sure.
All right. Grix, you're up.
Curse
me, I should have narrated all. This is Gex. So we're back. Yay. All right.
I will. So the attention is turned away from me.
Very much so.
I might try to, like in the movie, get the attention back and like hide somewhere. If there's somewhere around that I could potentially hide in, like between tree roots or such.
You'd probably need to, you know, look, run a little bit search to get it to follow you, but then you can like search as you move and try to spot a good spot to hide.
Okay.
Because I figure you don't want it to turn towards you. You hide immediately and then it just turns back to your friends.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll get its attention and then
make a charisma check.
Okay. Bad. I don't know what that means. I rolled a 3 on the die, so 14? Prime?
All right. You do a good, hey, over here, hey, but you are far away, covered in mud, and not particularly warm or interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mad, so you don't quite get its attention. You don't do a bad job. This just isn't enough, and you don't have any flares, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can try again next round, but it does okay. Not get no distracted problem. This time.
Sure.
All right, Tim, this is a good tree. You're pretty sure nothing could ever find you behind this tree. You're also pretty sure your like childhood hero might be dead. I guess he's yelling. You saw your childhood hero get tossed like a rag doll.
If he's yelling, he's fine. What's that? Did you tell me to stay put and continue hiding? All right.
Well, all right. I sure as fuck did.
You
I mean, it's
hide.
Not like, yeah, it's not like Tim is armed or anything. Like, yeah, gonna continue hiding.
Lucky successfully exits the combat encounter. Many, many, many yards away from the rest of you. All right.
Oh, man, she can go to sleep. There's no enemies nearby.
That's right. Just kept hitting the tiki. Okay. Dr. Malcolm, somewhere off in the woods. You hear gunshots.
Oh, shit.
A T-Rex roar.
Uh-oh.
Possibly some yelling on the wind. The brachiosaurus near you raise their heads nervously, but haven't actually gotten up to start running yet. There are signs of other people out here in the jungle with you. What would you like to do?
Well, they're probably looking for me because I am a rock star physicist. So I'm going to get down out of the tree, even though I don't have a gun and I don't know where they're at and it's still raining and dark, and I'm going to head towards the noise.
Okay. You start heading towards the noise. Start jogging along. Make a D10 roll for me, please. For a reason.
2.
All right. Okay, you start making your way through the jungle. Start backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, new round. D10 roll, everybody, including now Dr. Malcolm.
5.
3.
Ooh, 8.
7.
Okay. The T-Rex goes first.
Okay.
It is now very focused on Ellie at this point.
Okay.
Gets a total of 23 to hit.
Well, yeah.
You take 18 more damage
Okay.
As it chomps at you. And as it might be, it's very confused by the way armor class works. As it bites you enough to injure you, but somehow does not grab you.
I'm now officially down to half my hit points.
Dr. Grant, you're up.
I'm going to yell again.
Okay. Roll another charisma check.
Throw a stick.
Add a d4 because you throw a stick.
All right. 22.
On a prime. That's enough. Prime. I will make an intelligence save. It looks towards you. You tap into the T-Rex's love of fetch.
Yeah.
They are famously known for.
Yeah. I start running and Kermit arms and... yeah.
It turns and starts stomping after you.
Great.
Tim, you're up. You hit so good.
How after him is T-Rex?
Due to the vagaries of turn-based systems, both entirely, and not enough to have moved away from you yet.
Well, that's impossible.
Listen.
There's no facing in...
It's hard enough for Grix to run this as a turn-based tactics thing.
Well, I need him to move out of my... I need him to move far enough away that he's not going to detect me. I guess what I'll do is I'll make sure that T-Rex stays on the opposite side of the tree from me and scooch around the tree if I need to.
All right. And I'll say you can get a little bit further once you start fleeing because you're pretty much waiting for as soon as its back is fully turned.
Uh-huh.
All right. Dr. Malcolm.
Yes.
Vines whip at your face as you...
Yeah. Well, jog, I don't know how, jog, how slink much through they the woods. Yeah, if
it's
I'm
very
slinking,
windy.
There's not a lot of... Oh, okay. Well, that's...
The world conspires to make things whip against your face.
Okay.
Your shirt is torn.
Oh, no!
It covers even less of your chest now.
And it glistens with all the rain! What will I do?
I don't know. I feel like you should find a... I don't know. Something. To take your picture, maybe?
Only there was some sort of camera looking in on the situation.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Malcolm, keep on heading towards the noise. You think you're like two more rounds away. Make a wisdom check.
But you're not asking for much. I'm smart. I'm not wise.
Yeah, it turns out being a rock star physicist mathematician dude can only handle so many situations.
9, 20. Dirty 20. On a so not prime.
Okay, you keep moving. You notice nothing. The camera lingers on Lex up a tree, staying very quiet.
Good for her.
All right, Ellie.
Yes, I would like to. I assume that the dinosaur is still in shooting range.
Yes, although shooting it may undo the distraction that Dr. Grant has worked so hard to cause.
I don't know, I just want to kill it.
I mean, you do you. Roll an attack roll.
Okay, well that's less good than it had been. That's only a 17 total.
You still hit. It turns out trying to hit a giant thing is relatively easy with a shotgun.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, wow. I rolled a 17 damage.
All right. The T-Rex, you get it in the face, it tosses its head to the side as the impact happens, and then it turns at you and roars.
Arr.
Dinosaur roaring noises.
Ah.
Roar.
Roar.
Lucky continues to be hidden.
Good for her.
I, the brave Muldoon, get myself out from under this tree branch that I accidentally had fallen myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's very heroic.
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, well, we're going to do a new round in a second. But first, the real hero of our story, Gennaro.
Oh, God. I'm running towards the dock, I think.
Make a constitution check to run any distance.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't look like I do a lot of working out, do I?
Yeah, but you're wearing shorts, so it almost balances out.
That's an 11, so that's 22.
You are level 5.
Okay, then that's a 16.
You realize that not having gone on that jog you've been meaning to go on for the past 10 years may have had a drawback. But, so you are panting when you arrive at the outer edge of the Eastern Docks.
Mm-hmm.
The eastern docks are where the cargo comes in. Well, one of the many areas. This is more construction materials, but it's where your big boats come in. And, well, there's no one here.
No, but, I wouldn't be that lucky.
Some of the power seems to still be on.
I'm standing under a light?
Yep.
Ah, everything in the world can see me now.
A couple of scattered streetlights. Well, you don't have to stand there. Except for framing purposes for the camera.
I mean, I'm just that stupid to stand under a streetlight. It's cold and I'm wet. You enough
how much you don't need to treat your character like you want to kill them.
There's no love lost for Gennaro.
We can all tell. All right. So you stand there cold and wet under a street lamp for a moment. There's a few warehouses between you and the actual dock proper. You can go look for a boat. You're pretty sure the evac boat would have left already. You guys were stuck out on the jeep, and by the time you got back, it would Everybody have left or gone. It would have left very shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
So, all right. What would you like to do?
I'm going to be self-aware enough that I probably need to find some place where I can hide.
Make a wisdom check.
It's a 23.
Any of those warehouses is probably a good bet, especially if they have like an office up on the second floor catwalks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be hard for much to find you in there. Plus it's dry. And maybe there's snacks.
Okay. Yeah. My tummy kind of rummies. My tummy kind of rumbles. So yeah, maybe I can find something to eat.
All right. You head towards the nearest warehouse. You encounter the greatest foe this party has ever had. A locked door.
Oh no.
It's a padlock. Unlike, you know, a latch that goes over a ring and then the padlock goes on. So it's not super hard, but it's not.
Is it a wooden door?
It is.
Then I am going to try and kick it down.
Roll a strength check.
Because I think I'm that hot. That's a 7. Ow! Ow! My leg! Ow! Ow! I think I broke my leg.
You fall backwards, holding your leg, wincing in pain,
ow.
Rolling like a little roly-poly on the floor.
Ow,
it's extremely dignified.
I look like a soccer player.
Okay.
Bonds and Jesse. Soccer players do.
Yes.
Bonds and Jesse, roll d10s for me to see if the ref gives the yellow card.
That's a 3.
Sorry, that was a 10.
But all right, so you go, and you're yelling, and you do attract attention. A shape comes out of the darkness.
Oh, God, I'm so fucked. Uh-huh.
Hmm. It is I, the vet from earlier.
Oh, God.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Gennaro. I'm the lawyer.
Are you essential personnel?
No. You want to get me off the island?
Why the hell did you miss the boat? Because I missed the boat because I was having an argument with two assholes.
I missed the boat because I was out there in the middle of the park. And we got lost, and now I'm out here, and it doesn't do me any good. Do you know how to get back to the visitor center so that we don't die?
Well, we either walk for like an hour through along the road, or we can hole up here.
Let's hole up here.
We can also try taking my jeep, but it is loud, and...
We'll attract Tyrannosaurus. I've already dealt with the Tyrannosaurus Rex today. I do not want to do that again.
I mean, we could maybe outdrive it. You could also see if they have some backup boats around here. Do you know how to work a boat?
I'm a lawyer, dude. I'm $1,000 an hour lawyer.
I feel like that makes the chance higher, not lower.
Actually, yeah.
Although we're not talking about a yacht.
I have no free time. I do not do. I make money. That's what I do in my free time.
Surely you were at college once.
Yeah, but I was there to make money. So you know.
So he sold drugs. You know, college hobbies. All right. So you're semi-useless and I regret coming out of hiding to find you. But I also can't leave you to die.
I love that Wit came back to that.
I've been back for a minute, but yes. It's good.
All right. Well, you and I are going to find somewhere to hide in here, at least for now, because I'm betting your yelling attracted some opportunistic predators. Of which there are quite a few. So, Gennaro, you and I are going to go into a different warehouse. Because we're going to go into this one, actually, but there's an easier way to do it.
Okay.
How do you feel about climbing things? I don't actually care too bad. We're climbing up this drain pipe.
Okay. I gotta lose my $1,500 shoes.
I mean, sure, you do you.
Well, I mean, they're gonna
I'm
be.
I'm fine at the drain pipe. I've stopped listening to your emotional issues.
I'm climbing up the drain pipe behind you. Very badly.
Roll a strength check.
That would be a 22.
Through the power of fear, you find reserves of strength you didn't know you had.
Mm-hmm.
You make your way up a slick drain pipe in the wind and rain, and the vet helps you up onto the roof and gestures you to a window that he has opened in the most cunning of fashions, probably with a rock. You both climb on into a catwalk on the second floor of a, as far as you can tell, locked at the bottom warehouse, and he shows you into the small foreman's office that is there.
Well, at least it's out of the rain and out of the wind.
Correct. So all you have to do is hide here and not panic, and maybe you'll be fine.
I plop down on the couch.
There is no couch.
What do
there
you
is
mean?
A
there's
single
there's
desk
always
chair.
A couch. There's always a couch in a foreman's office in a warehouse. It's always one of those tattered little Herculean couches.
Fine. You plop down on the couch. It collapses
down on the
immediately
couch.
From disuse and age.
Probably full place, of bugs, too.
This place is brand fucking new. What are you talking about?
Maybe it was a trap by the foreman to stop his workers from taking breaks.
Okay.
Well, fine. It's brand new. It is therefore deeply uncomfortable. It is not broken in. You flopped on a couch that's currently so stiff, you think you might have bruised your shoulder.
Well, my leg still hurts, too, so I'm going to whine about that a little bit. Oh, I kicked too hard.
This is why I work with animals. That may tip better. All right. Back to the combat.
Great.
New round,
initiative.
Everybody.
Initiative.
Yep.
I got an 8.
That's a 7.
4.
5.
Lucky goes first. I continue to be very far away from the situation. All right. Next up. Ellie.
Yes, I would like to attack it again.
All right, roll an attack roll.
That is 25.
You hit.
Great. That's 10 damage total.
Hit the T-Rex in the snout. You have booped its snoot in a most terrible way. It focuses in on you, angry and huffing. Dr. Malcolm.
Jesse does like a sort of come at me bro motion.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
You
this is extra canonical. No one's allowed. No one can die.
You enter the wider perimeter of the scene. You see, through the trees, Ellie making a come at me bro motion at a T-Rex. It's amazing. Oh, you can see that much in the dark. It's like there's some sort of ambient spotlighting.
I'm directly behind her.
You're off to her left and you're like 60 feet away.
I'm going to make sure I'm not blocked by a particular tree, and I'm going to go, over here, doing the Kermit arm, as Whit put it.
Make a charisma check.
Oh, that's a 15.
Total?
Total.
Well, you sure did yell at it. It's a primary, but it's kind of focused on the thing that keeps trying to shoot it.
Okay, well.
Not enough to overcome its anger, and or its fear.
All right.
Bonds. Slash
Sims. Uh-huh.
Dr. Ellie Sattler has ruined your escape plan by continuing to attract the attention of the Tyrannosaur, keeping it close to you.
That's a bad idea.
That said, several people are yelling at it. You probably have an opportunity to get away. It is very focused on not you.
Yeah, can I sneak off to a better tree?
Sure. Roll a dexterity check, too. Guess it's pretty much a hide check at this point. As I begin to realize why they rolled hide and move silently into a single skill in many other games.
Yeah, I think we've got a 12 on that, and I think hide and move silently, I think I got a bonus on both of those.
I don't know, dude. I think it's pretty funny that there are two different skills in this.
It makes a lot of sense if you're willing to make people roll twice a lot of times.
Yeah.
But for the sake of expediency.
Twice as much opportunity to fail.
It also informs how you fail, which I think is actually legitimately interesting as a game mechanic.
Yeah,
like,
but
if
it's
you're
like
an assassin, you can be good at one and not the other for a very long time.
But it's also to do either effectively, you have to have all of the links in the chain working together. And if any one of those links fails, then the whole thing fails.
Much like actual sneaking.
Yeah, makes it much harder to do.
But all right, so what'd you get?
Got a 12, and I'm adding 11. That's 23 plus dex. Puts it at 24.
And then I believe you have a Fox Folk bonus, so.
Then that would put it at 26.
All right. You slink away towards a better tree. You make better tracks. Tree. You make good distance on all of this. All these people as you search for a good tree. Or rather, going from tree to tree, putting more of them between you and everyone else. And more importantly, the Tyrannosaur.
I mean, you don't have to be the fastest person in the jungle. You just have to be faster than whatever's chasing. You don't have to be faster than whatever's chasing you. You just have to be faster than the guy next to you. That's it. Yeah.
You've learned a valuable lesson today, or at least had it very much reinforced. I'm
really impressed at how much everybody's saying the exact same things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like you guys all know the script.
What?
What? No, none of the things we're saying are from the script. We're vibing.
Yeah.
I thought that fucking...
The right tree?
In the first episode... The old guy said, I don't have, said that same thing.
Yeah, that's not from the movie. That was FM improv-ing.
Wow. I really thought that you guys were all, like, knew the movie very well in that way.
No, we're just really good improvisers.
Okay.
FM also has a very different attitude towards many of these things.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
You're trying to yell. Your fiance keeps shooting this thing in the face. You think you hear Dr. Malcolm, or at least maybe his soul on the breeze, also yelling. Now you're actually pretty sure he's shown back up. That asshole. Could save you a lot of time.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, it probably did save us a lot of time. We're still going to be looking for him for a while.
Yeah. But there's competition for your distraction, but you can still give it a shot.
Yeah. I'm assuming I dropped my shotgun when I got thrown.
That seems extremely reasonable and makes it easier to justify how everything has gone. So, yes.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that in the last round. I was like, I could shoot at it, but that doesn't feel right. Yeah, so I'll get closer and I'll scream more and I'll throw rocks at it directly.
All right. Roll a charisma check and add a d6 because you're throwing rocks at it.
Directly.
Yeah. It's the old trick shot, really indirect rock throw.
That's really good. That's a 32.
All right. That is extremely good. Okay. Well, yeah, it starts looking towards you because you keep throwing rocks. And
yeah.
You also don't have a fucking bang stick that keeps hurting it.
Yeah.
All right. It's Muldoon's turn. Dr. Sadler, I'm going to see how this plays out, and I suggest you do the same.
What does that mean?
Stop trying to get the thing to eat both of us and have it give chase to the guy who might be able to get away and bamboozle it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to kill something.
I'm Muldoon, famous hunter. Understand that completely.
I guess I just won't.
Listen, follow your heart.
Seems wrong, but okay.
But I would rather we all get away. Dr. Grant survived getting chomped on, so presumably he has a really good plan for this. Definitely a good plan.
If I think about if I think about my fiance really hard, can I tell if his idea is good?
Make a wisdom check.
Okay, great. That's a 16 on a prime.
Dr. Grant, how good is your idea?
I'm gonna wait too long and then hide in some tree roots. So. Not. It's fine.
So like a 4 or 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
And like, how injured does it look right now?
Your
like,
fiance?
How many more times of me shooting it in the face before it stops?
Not your fiance.
I mean, we don't know how your relationship is going at this point. You have no familiarity with this animal, you can't tell.
It is
certainly bloodied.
It's real.
You don't get anything more precise than that, and certainly not a number of shots until death.
Okay.
You've done significant damage.
Okay. Great. Is it my turn? I'm not sure what's...
No, because you shot it for 10. It's now the T-Rex's turn.
Okay.
Rar, I have agency, rar.
Oh.
I choose to chase after. Grix. There's a thunderclap with ominous timing as the T-Rex begins to chase after you, Grix.
Sorry, right. Shield. I didn't hear that. My name is Dr. Grant.
I choose to chase after Dr. Grant.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Dinosaur roar.
Got it.
So scary.
The T-Rex is running after you.
Yeah.
But because it had to turn, and that takes more action points.
Does it?
Sure, why not?
The vagaries of turn-based combat, yes.
God has been playing a lot of a game where vehicle turning costs action points lately.
Amazing.
It starts chasing after you, but it doesn't reach you immediately. But it is headed after you. So you've succeeded, hooray. Okay, new round. Let's see if Dr. Grant gets this thing away from everyone. Or Ellie
kills
man. It.
Oh no, oh no. Oh, I'm gonna get eaten.
What'd you get?
I got a 1 on initiative.
I got a 3.
I got a 9.
All right, I need the T-Rex to get a 0.
I got a 10.
No, babe, that's not how that die works.
But it has a penalty?
Probably.
In this game that famously has penalties to initiative.
Yep. And bonuses. Fingers
crossed. It could start.
Could start.
Could start. Could start anytime.
Well, everyone hold your breath. Well, I have good news for you. It got a 0, also known as a 10.
Oh, no. So it did get a 0. That's fun.
You got
That's
your
so
wish.
Fun.
Well, I got a 10 on the way this digital dice does it, but you know. All right.
I got a 10.
Vons, you go first.
Well, we're just going to scoot away quietly in a scoot away quietly kind of fashion.
All right. Now that you got some distance, do you want to accelerate slightly? Put a little more distance? You'll still be being pretty quiet, but...
Yeah, so long as all of our sneakiness remains the same.
Yeah, all right.
The roll wasn't as good. 10 on the die, so 21, 22, 23, 24.
Well, lucky for you, this thing is very distracted, so... And also, you got like a 24, so yeah, you're good. You keep sneaking.
Yeah, there's lots of delicious stuff.
Yeah, you've put some good distance, You skirt around a Dr. Ian Malcolm, who's yelling at the T-Rex. But you give him plenty of space, so even the T-Rex decides to pay attention to him, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah, and we're gonna try to locate where Sister went.
Yeah. You head off in the direction that you think Lex would have gone. Maybe there's a computer over there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably got something to do with the computer. She loves those things.
Yeah, she's a nerd. All right.
Yeah, nerds and their computers.
The T-Rex goes, Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
The T-Rex rolls a 30.
Bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Are you sure you didn't want me to just, like, keep shooting at it?
Well, we're all past that now.
Apparently so. Oh, no. My fiance is about to die.
You seem real torn up about it.
I am so sad.
I'm about to be real torn up about it.
You are about to be the most torn up about it.
You take 24 points of tearing up damage.
Holy fuck.
What happens at a minus 23?
Well, lucky for you, you're running this hollow suite. A loser suite. So, yeah, what happens at negative 23?
Imagine a pretty dramatic reset protocol.
I think I get thrown again, and I land all sexily, but I have like skull and crossbone eyes.
Oh yeah, I like that. Yeah, just like X's.
Yeah,
are there birdies floating around your head?
Probably. Well, they're dinosaurs because dinosaurs.
Where are you
going
to respawn, babe?
Maybe they start
down
as
the bar
and turn into birds.
Okay, have fun.
All right, hey Grix.
Yeah,
I'm giving you a different hat.
Uh oh.
Welcome to being Muldoon.
Uh-oh.
Aww.
Quirky.
There you go.
Oh, no.
That's what Grix wanted to be in the first place, I imagine.
All right.
Well, I'm happy.
So, Ellie.
Yep.
Your fiance got eaten, or at least tossed.
I'm 9. I'm
I know.
I'm 9.
I'm narrating emotional things that happen.
Oh, okay.
Emotions are a free action.
Yes.
Yes.
So, your beloved fiance got eaten. Well, tossed. Now you'll never fix him. because that's the only reasoning I can see for the way Ellie behaves. At least sometimes. Big heel come around vibes.
In my defense, it was the 90s, and that was the vibe.
Oh, we all get it. I'm just saying. But all right. Well, you roll it over in your noggin. Dr. Ian Malcolm, the last guy to distract this T-Rex just got fucking murdered. But you're going to be different.
I'm going to be different. I have no idea what the plan was, so I'm going to rush for it. I'm going to go, hey, over here, as I'm backing away.
You rush forward and back away in a hell of a square dance. Roll a charisma check.
Oh, God. So 14.25 on a not prime.
All right. The T-Rex turns towards you.
Oh, hey.
It's going to complete its scientist bingo card by the end tonight if it kills everyone to do it.
Okay, I'm backing up into the woods.
All right, you start backing up. Muldoon.
Yeah.
The T-Rex just ate that paleontologist you barely know, and it's chasing after the chaotician that you barely know.
The chaotician?
I'm a physicist.
You're not.
That's not what Wikipedia says.
You're definitively not.
Or the book.
You're a mathematician.
Arguably at the time I'm a physicist, but okay, fine.
You don't get to hang out in the physicist cool kids club. Even they think you're a nerd.
I will God, I don't know. Well, it's distracted at the moment, so I'll try to direct others to somewhere safe. If there's a safe hiding nook nearby, I'll look for a safe hiding nook and try to direct people to it.
Make a wisdom check and treat wisdom as a primary attribute because you're Muldoon.
Sure. I'm a ranger.
That's right.
30.
Yeah, you are.
You know 30? From your knowledge of the area, a real good hiding spot. Essentially, near here, there's a small ravine. It's a steep cliff. You know that if you were, say, a relatively agile human and not a giant tyrannosaur, you can jump down from the ledge onto a ledge that's about 8 feet below and then scramble underneath an overhang. You've used it to, like, camp for the night when you've been out here long term.
Uh-huh.
When you were first scouting the place.
Sure.
That would be great, and it's pretty close by.
Okay, I will try to communicate that to people in a way that...
Okay, I'm just going to kill this thing first.
Okay, yeah, I might help with that too. Okay, I will point people in that direction, and then I will also shoot at the thing with my gun.
Okay. That's a lot of actions, but let's do it anyway. Okay. All right, roll an attack roll.
Bad. 4 on the die.
Bad?
So,
what was
but
that?
If you're a ranger, you
yeah, sure, add 10.
Have a 10 base to hit.
Okay, 14?
Is your dex mod 0? Or is it 1?
It's 1. 15?
You hit.
Woo!
Barely. All right, roll 2d10 of damage at this Tyrannosaurus.
9.
It roars. Dinosaur roar. It's very intimidating.
Yeah.
But you shot it. Ellie.
I shoot it. I got a nat 20.
You attempt to murder one of God's most perfect creatures.
I don't care.
I know.
I don't believe in any of that.
Well, you hit. Roll double damage.
That's fucking so good. I just rolled 2 tens.
Wow.
So that's 40 damage?
That T-Rex has got to be dead.
You know, I was going to have you roll those dice twice, but this works too.
The soul of revenge.
All right. Muldoon, you do this glancing shot. You're like, okay, we've got its attention, but what the hell are we going to... And then, as it roars, Ellie just shoots it right in the mouth.
Amazing.
That's for my fiance, I guess.
Turns out an exit wound on a dinosaur is hella gross. As it stumbles and wavers, and Ellie specifically make a dexterity saving throw. As gravity, usually Wealthy's enemy, tries to get you.
That's a nat one.
Fascinating.
I definitely don't get out of the way.
All right.
And I had 39 hit points.
Well, I'm just going to treat it like it bit you one last time on its way out. I roll shit. You take 11 points of damage and are trapped under a T-Rex, which is slowly suffocating you and is very heavy. But you're conscious, so that's something.
Cool.
All right.
Are we out of initiative?
Well, almost. Well, Lucky's not going to... All right, you're out of initiative. Who's going to try to get this thing off of Ellie?
I'm gonna run up and try and get this thing off of Ellie.
All right. Strength checks from both of you.
Oh, you don't want that.
That's right.
I'm a rock star, not a... Oh, God!
23.
I'm a rock star, not a physicist.
That's a nat one. I trip over a tree. A tree trunk. A tree root. And land face first.
Dr. Ian Malcolm, you fucking cardio bunny. You go. You're like, I'm going to be so strong. And then you go to, you know, you just grab an arm and try to lift and get your ankle hooked in a tree root and fall. And your ankle makes a very interesting noise.
Ah!
You've at the very least sprained your ankle. Muldoon.
Yeah.
You watch this guy. Well, that sure was something.
Yeah.
That sure...
You take the branch that fell on you earlier and use it as only humanity can, and some primates, as a tool.
Cows now.
You wedge it under the T-Rex.
Was that one of the cow tools?
Well, that's what the actual real-life cow tool was. It was a stick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. They're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like the velociraptors.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you have a lever of sufficient length. You pry up this T-Rex enough that Ellie, because she is still conscious, can wriggle her way out from underneath it.
That's convenient.
I wriggle.
All right.
Hey, sorry about your fiance there.
It's fine.
I was getting ready to dump the dude anyway.
Nah, just like, you know, I don't know why we were together, so it's fine.
It's a weird time to come to this realization.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, this has been a weird weekend. You know, I mean, we were supposed to play Castles and Crusades, and now we're doing this.
Scheduling game nights as an adult is difficult.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to schedule things as an adult? And now he's dead.
I mean, I live on a tropical island with nobody around, so...
So you're the perfect candidate to play CNC with.
Yeah, actually.
All right.
Okay.
Tim, you have started fleeing through the woods at a sneaking pace. There was shouting. There was shooting. There was roaring. And then as you sneak along, you hear from above you. Hey, Vaughn's, Tim's, Tim, hey, Ben, Tim.
Where?
It's me,
what?
Lex. I'm up a tree.
Where?
Hi.
Oh, up a tree? Why are you up a tree?
Because it seems safer than being on the ground.
I mean...
Don't tell me you weren't going to look for not a good tree.
Or it puts you at, like, snacking height.
Oh, I was way higher than that. I just saw you coming.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to come up here and hide with me?
From what? that T-Rex is all splatty now. What?
You don't know that. You're too far away.
Oh, I'm too far away.
You were running away.
I didn't hear a T-Rex fall in the woods. Wow. I made distance.
Well, you
Did
probably haven't put
sound?
Together that's exactly what happened. Huh. It could have been a tree. Also, it's windy and rainy.
You've never heard that before. No one's heard that before.
Yeah, no one knows. It sounds like a xylophone falling down the stairs. Yeah, that. That actually reminds me, I swear when Gennaro slips in an early scene, they use a fucking slide whistle sound. It's like snuck into the audio and it's great. But yeah, so you aren't sure that's what happened yet. Things are quieting down, but so you can go back and check it out, or you can join your sister up a tree.
I think what we want to do is get back to the Jeep.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, let's get back to the Jeep.
Let's move fast, okay?
Okay.
All right, make a dexterity check to move quickly through the woods.
8 on the die. I think that comes out to 20. 20.
All right. You're moving fast. Lex isn't moving quite as fast, but you're blazing a trail, relatively speaking, so you both are fucking trucking it. And I assume you give the T-Rex combat zone a wide berth just in case something's still happening.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Adults.
Uh-huh. Yes, hello.
Hello.
You've killed a T-Rex.
I feel very strong and powerful, and I will...
Got a real Sigourney Weaver vibe right now. It's great.
Yeah. I will heave Ian Malcolm up over my shoulder in a fireman carry.
Okay, make a strength check.
That is 18 on a prime.
You heft one Dr. Ian Malcolm. Glistening in the rain. Over your shoulder like a sack of potatoes. Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Okay, we're going back to the Jeep.
Dr. Ian Malcolm, how do you feel about being tossed over the shoulder of a strong, powerful woman?
I'm all for it. My ankle hurts really bad.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right. Muldoon.
Yeah.
You realize the children are missing.
Children! Where are the children?
Oh, they probably went back to the Jeep.
All right, well, we should...
When they saw that Ian Malcolm was back. You should take the body of my dead fiancé.
Sure, yeah, probably.
We see the bizarre vision of Grix throwing an illusory version of himself over his own shoulder. But they have different hats, so... All right. You take useless bundle of muscle and bones, and also a corpse, back to the Jeep.
Yep.
You are slowed down by carrying these people.
Okay. Tim,
You have arrived at the Jeep. The adults are not here. The Jeep...
Are the keys in it?
Given that Muldoon would have wanted an escape that did not involve searching his pocket specifically, they're on the dashboard.
Oh, cool. Let's see if we can figure out how to start a car.
Yeah, how hard could it be?
Yeah.
Roll an intelligence check to try to start a car.
I want to go to a fourth episode because this is how we go to a fourth episode.
I don't see how we don't go to a fourth episode at this stage. Okay. I mean, if you have an idea of how to wrap it up in 10 minutes.
I don't know the plot, so I don't.
I low-key do, but we might just end up having a very short fourth episode.
Okay.
Because, we can essentially cut to credits pretty soon here.
But, yeah, basically, we get back to the visitor center, they come get us, and we say, we do not recommend this place.
Nobody's stuck outside right now, it's true. So, we can just hunker down.
Well, yeah, there are scenes at the visitor center.
That is true.
And Samuel L. Jackson didn't have to die in this version, so there you go.
Now we know. He's been off camera a while. All right. So, Tim, what'd you get on your intelligence check?
That would be 27.
Well, because God hates you, apparently, your sister gets a nat 20. You two have played so many driving games at the arcade, including one that had alarmingly realistic shifting mechanics. You get the car started. Between the two of you, Lex isn't quite tall enough to do the pedals and the wheel at the same time. But if you can coordinate, you can probably drive this thing.
Probably could. Two kids in a trench coat style.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can.
Adults make it back.
Well, let's see if we can scan for adults first, because they're going to have a better time operating this thing than we would.
Roll a wisdom check.
Wisdom check. See. Oh, we're going to be using the night vision goggles too.
Roll a wisdom check with a cool green filter over everything.
Neat. So that would be a very green 11 on the die, and. That brings it to 22 for 10.
All right. You get a 22. You scan for adults. You have taken just long enough that you see them tromping out of the woods. Your hero, Dr. Grant, appears to be super dead. Your surrogate mother figure, Dr. Ellie Sadler, looks super cool. Muldoon looks like a dude. And Dr. Ian Malcolm appears to be holding on to his dignity. It's all the glistening. It really counteracts some other stuff.
I'm shocked that he would get all of that with that level of a wisdom roll.
It was mostly to notice you all coming.
Sure.
He then gets to, he then gets to take 10 to absorb the rest of it.
Sure. Everything's got more dignity when it's really green.
That's right. As we all know. All right. Adults, children, you're back together. You have a Jeep.
Hey.
It's been turned on for you.
Oh, okay. That's great. You've primed, I guess.
Yep, that was definitely it.
Yeah, we weren't going to take off without you or anything.
That would be
wrong. Oh, that's good. That would be definitely a thing that I would be really bad and might lead to the rest of us dying.
Well, we're all here now, so we can drive to the visitor center.
Great.
Hooray.
Is anybody else worried that that T-Rex isn't going to be able to take out the Velociraptors later?
I don't care.
Okay.
There's we should just get back. More than one T-Rex on the, the island anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So you all start heading back. There's no yes. T-Rex to chase you cinematically.
There's no, that's amazing.
You uh-huh. make it back to the visitor center.
Uh-huh.
As, well, you're heading on the way there.
Uh-huh.
You see the lights ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
You notice them all shut off.
Oh.
You notice them all turn back on as you pull up in front of the visitor center.
That's super normal.
I need a wisdom check from really everyone to hear or see anything that might give them a hint as to what's going on.
That is a great big old 14 for me.
26 on a prime.
22.
25.
All right.
Jeez.
And Vonzi, you get to add your plus two for hearing here. So.
Tell your adding your level.
Yeah, my level's 11.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah.
But all right. So
I got a 3, so.
Sure.
Those of you who rolled above 20, you hear, muffled, seemingly from a great distance or down a well or something, the loud report of a weapon several times.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's bad.
As you're trying to get an idea of what's going on, as the lights have come back up, Hammond walks out
The
utilities, basement, shed thing, along with a really cool-looking IT dude.
Oh, you look really cool.
Everything okay in there, boss?
FM is spattered in blood.
Wow, what happened?
I decided to not send my best employee alone.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
That's responsible.
And you were all improvising by shooting things, so I figured I would join in.
Oh.
Who's playing the super cool IT dude?
It is still Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
We imported him from the other dimension.
Transcends time and space.
Oh, can it be Photios?
It could also be... Photios doesn't have the right vibe.
No.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Alara.
Oh, yeah, of course it's Alara.
Just smoking a cigarette being like, sup.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm getting some motherfucking snakes off of motherfucking... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should do the vaccine this time. It'll be great.
What did you say, Whit?
Snakes on an arcs.
This is very insensitive to our Naga population.
That would be a really good single acting.
Yeah.
It's really insensitive to the Naga population.
Yes.
We haven't seen it.
No, it's true. Anyway.
The park systems have been restarted.
Oh, cool.
The velociraptors are now dead, incidentally.
All of them?
Oh, there were velociraptors?
There were 3 of them.
Oh, wow.
They had made their way into the utility area.
Huh.
Oh, that's crazy.
That will be expensive to replace, but necessary.
Oh,
great. Just the whole thing? You just, like, close them up in there? You're just going to wait for them to starve themselves out?
Oh, no, I shot them.
Oh,
great.
Or that.
Hey, man, I think that this place was a mistake.
I definitely don't give
approval. My fiance died, so I'm not, he can't sign off on this.
And my ankle's broken, I'm definitely not doing it.
It's probably just a sprain.
I've experienced so much childhood trauma that, I don't think I'll ever own a lizard or bird or maybe even a dog. And, all of my relationships are gonna be kind of weird. I'll need lots of therapy. This would be a great place for a better help ad if we were that kind of podcast.
Tim, I have bad news for you. I'm pretty sure in their continuous war to try to buy our affection, Mom was planning on getting us a dog.
Huh.
But, you know, I'm sure she'll understand.
She's just going to sit there quietly staring at the dash.
Lex quietly offers you her Game Boy. It's got Tetris. Maybe you'll feel
it. Yeah, you remember like the end of Jurassic Park when those kids just kind of had like a basic relieved look, and then they kind of quickly take on a 1,000-yard stare?
Yeah.
They're sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everybody in the helicopter.
That sounds real.
At any rate, we should all get to the bunker and call the mainland.
Great.
And clean this mess up.
Great.
And the sun begins to rise. Gennaro, do you do anything fucking stupid? While trying to hide out for the night.
What's the stupidest thing I can do?
I'm stuck in a building. No, I don't do anything stupid. I just sit there and mourn all the money that we're going to lose because this went so badly sideways. And I don't even know how badly sideways it's gone yet.
And as we watch a single tear roll down Gennaro's face, we cut back to everyone else having some sort of, well, it's not nearly as happy a surrogate family scene, but close enough. And that is Triassic Playland.
Yay!
Yay!
We did it. We acted.
We uh-huh. acted.
Yay! Ta-da!
Hearts were warmed. Swashes were buckled.
Yay! Dinosaurs were murdered!
Just like the original movie, an action-packed power fantasy.
Hopefully you all don't mind that I wanted to kill the dinosaur.
No!
Yeah, it seems like the right choice, yeah.
We've shown the true meaning of the Jurassic Park movie. That nature is a force that can be tamed with sufficient effort.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely the lesson.
Nailed it. Well, all right. Good game, everybody.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Angry.
Well, you and I are going to find somewhere to hide in here, at least for now, because I'm betting your yelling attracted some opportunistic predators, of which there are quite a few.
That's a really rude way to talk about our cat.
Better than a scavenger.
Sure. I'm sorry, I'm derailing. I apologize.
Remember how we ever wanted to finish this game?
I know, I'm sorry!
Sorry.